Thank you for calling the corporate offices of the Ames Companies, which include American Industrial and Municipal Services, Ames Service, and Pipeline Video Inspection.
Very professional, Javier Herrera. So is the 20% being set up?
If you know your party's intent, you can dial it at any time for two of the following options. For sales and operations, please press 2. Accounts receivable, press 3. Accounts payable, press 4. Accounting and finance, press 5. Human resources, press 6. For all other inquiries, please press 7 and someone will be happy to serve you. If you wish to hear these options again, please press the star key. Again, thank you for calling Ames. Thank you for calling the corporate offices of the Ames Company, which include American Industrial and Municipal Services, Clean Serve, and Pipeline Video Inspection. If this is an emergency, please press 8 and someone will be happy to assist you. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or choose from the following options. For sales and operations, please press 2. Accounts receivable, press 3. Accounts payable, press 4. Accounting and finance, press 5. Human resources, press 6. For all other inquiries, please press 7 and someone will be happy.
I just didn't know if that was concerning.
No.
No.
We're going to put it in there.
You want me to put it down as an LLC, as corp, or I think S corp makes the most sense because this is a...
Ames PVIC, this is Lori.
Yeah, is Chris in? Chris Martin?
Sure, just a moment.
Okay, cool, thanks, Brendan. How does everything else look? I haven't even looked at it. His credit is a 627, so it's, it's better than all the 500s and 400s we've been dealing with.
Hi, it's Chris Martin.
Hey Chris, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Not bad, how's it going?
Good, good. Friday, can't complain, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we were in contact last spring. It was about some equipment and capital. I think you actually were interested in it, but we couldn't end up, you know, get you a amount that was satisfactory. Just kind of wanted to follow up, see if you guys had any big plans or, you know, any projects coming up for the rest of 2016 you guys might be looking to, you know, bring on some maybe equipment or cash for.
No, I remember talking with you, but we found a solution. So we found a bank in Los Angeles that were able to step up and be our lending partner. So we're good.
Nice. What do you guys
following up?
Yeah, man. What do you guys end up doing with them?
Well, we got a large. We basically refinanced the company with them, and so we saved. In doing so, we decreased the amount of interest that we're paying to them, saving $1 million a year in interest. And then
wow,
they are partnering with us to supply all our future capital needs.
Oh wow! How
future equipment and vehicles?
Everything.
And stuff like that. That's what they say, so
I gotcha. Who was it you guys end up going with out there?
CIT Bank.
Oh, CIT? Mm-hmm. Do you guys, like, bring on a big line of credit with them, or?
It wasn't big. We got a big term loan, and we got a good size $4.5 million revolver, and then they said that it when we... We acquire companies pretty rapidly, so when we do that, we'll come back and they'll give us a separate loan for that, and then, you know, as we use the revolver to buy equipment, we can spin that off into a term loan, and that'll free the revolver back up, and so that's what they said the plan would be.
Oh well, it sounds like they took care of you guys pretty good then, huh?
Yeah, we hope so.
How long has that been since you guys have been working with them?
A couple months. It just funded a month ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so we were just looking, like when I was talking to you back in, whatever, August or whatever.
I think go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, we've been kind of toying with this and looking around since maybe June or July, and
right.
I was talking with you guys, and then and then they came in. I think they expressed interest in, I don't know, maybe August, and
uh-huh.
They flew in and they met with us, and then we just started going down the road, and but with some other banks too. But we just thought that they came to the table with everything that we were looking for, and ended up happening. So we closed and they funded about a month ago. So
awesome.
We hope that it's a good long term relationship. But I appreciate you checking back, because you know you never know what could happen or you know, we may outgrow them or whatever, and I may need to call you guys back. And
Yeah. I mean, you know, even on the other stuff that, you know, they can't kind of, you know, the programs they kind of don't offer, that's kind of, you know, the stuff we kind of specialize in. Kind of the, you know, the supplementary secondary source of funding, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, check back in on you guys. I know I hadn't been able to get in contact with you, you know, since we last spoke a few months back, but.
Yep.
All right, Chris.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, anytime. You want me to shoot you over another email? That way, you know, you just have my info on contact whenever something comes up?
Yeah, please.
All right, I'll go ahead and do that, and then maybe I can check back in with you guys next year, see how everything's going.
Cool, yeah. Yep.
All right, Chris. Sounds good. Have a good weekend out there, man.
You too. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.